All right, everybody, welcome back again. This is Mary Goyer, your host, the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am joined today by Kathy Wu, who is going to talk to us about hypnobirthing. So something I think that probably a lot of you have heard of, but maybe you don't know much about it or you're curious about, you know, what some of the details are. Kathy's going to give us an intro and just give you a sense of whether that might be something you'd like to research further. Kathy is a depth hypnosis practitioner, a hypnotherapist, and a hypnobirthing childbirth educator. So she's very well trained and clinically. She has her master's in clinical psychology and just, you know, like a wealth of knowledge and training. But she's also a birth doula. And so she's decided to really specialize all of her talents and gifts, you know, in this area of conception and pregnancy and birth and postpartum. And, currently, I believe her practice is on hold because she has her own little one, but still, just really, really cool to see how, once you get into this birth field, man, you just can't get enough. And I've been finding the same for myself. So anyways, without further ado, Kathy, you're on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. So tell us, tell us a little bit about, you know, what exactly is hypnobirthing for people that, you know, may have heard the title but don't know any details? Like, how does it work? What is it? You know, give us a little intro.
Great. So hypnobirthing was created. It's a complete philosophy and approach. It was created by Marie Mongan, and basically, it's a mind-body approach to birth. It's being that the mind and body are connected, and that it would be helpful for them to work together. And there are some main themes in hypnobirthing. One, that birth is a natural, healthy process in a woman's body. Although majority of births do occur in the hospital, it is really not a medical incident. There's nothing wrong with a woman.
Right.
And that is an important piece of it. Also that the body knows how to birth the baby, and that women, if given the space and time and respect that they deserve, they can tune in to their bodies and also know how to birth their babies. I think one of the most important ones is that mom and baby are really working together. They are a team. So it's not just about one person.
Right.
And so it's a team effort. But hypnobirthing uses hypnosis to increase confidence about birthing, to reduce fears, to create positive beliefs and messages about birth, and to really counteract a lot of the negative messages that we get from things like movies, or sometimes even stories from people in our lives that have had difficult births. The most important thing is to really connect with, you know, you have your own birth experience, and that just because someone had their own birth experience, it doesn't mean that you're going to have that same one. And I think it's important to just stay open to what your journey is going to be. But in hypnobirthing, it's really about understanding that one of the biggest barriers that women experience in this birth process is fear. And that once the person's in that state of fear, their body moves into a state where they're in a fight or flight response. They're stressed. That's, our bodies are hardwired for living in the wild. we don't live with wild animals anymore, but our everyday stresses are sort of wild animals. Our anxieties, they trigger the same kind of response as a wild animal would. A predator, sorry.
Right.
But moving into that state of fight or flight really blocks the body's ability to birth, because you're then interested in survival. And so hypnobirthing really addresses that fear with the self-hypnosis, listening to the CDs. And then you learn tools in the class that help the body and the mind work together. The mind has the tendency, it's in its nature, to run off and think about all kinds of things, whether it's the past or the future. It's rarely present. And so the tools are really there to help the mind focus in on what the body's actually doing and give it specific things to do and think about to stay connected to the process.
Right.
The mind really can't be shut off. That's impossible. So we're really trying to work with the mind by giving it specific tools and tasks that help.
So it can be helpful and productive rather than take you into that fear space. Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it.
So there are tools to help the mind and body work together, but in hypnobirthing, we focus primarily on relaxation, visualizations, breathing, and a hypnotic tool called deepening. And these are all specifically tailored for the use of birth. So I would just say, you know, generally when people are in a hypnotic state, they feel similar to that state when they're kind of awake and falling asleep, or asleep and waking up. So it's a state that people are familiar with. I think sometimes there's the idea that someone's unconscious or they aren't fully there.
Yes.
But
this isn't like Vegas where somebody's going to be on stage clucking like a chicken and not aware of it.
Exactly. Exactly. People are aware, and sometimes they just go really deep and they may even feel like they're asleep. But they're not. You know, they're just in a really deep state of hypnosis. So this is not, you know, going to sleep or anything like that. It's more just like a focused state, and things around you either fall away and you don't notice them, or they're there but they're like in the background. You don't really get bothered.
Well, and somebody, you know, and so this all makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, just there's a lot of tools that you're referring to that seem like they overlap with, you know, certain ones that I'm familiar with and use in my work. But, you know, like this, I think the last point that you made is a good one. A lot of people are skeptical of or scared of hypnosis, but you're really referring to the ability to get your mind in a calm state and focused on something that you're choosing it to be focused on, versus like it's running rampant and, you know, like kind of in that, like you mentioned, that fight or flight mode, which, when the body's in that mode, as you said, it does respond to the environment as if, you know, your safety is threatened, as if there is a wild predator out there for you. So I'm really glad that you said that. I think that's really helpful, and I just kind of wanted to underscore that too. You know, like that, I feel like that's what a lot of people are curious about when they are wanting to explore this.
I usually tell people in my class, you know, hypnosis works for everyone, because sometimes like I get asked, you know, is it going to work for me? And, I think as long as you say, yes, I want to go into that state, it will work for you. And it feels different, a little bit different for each person, but often I think it's not what people are thinking.
Quote unquote, lose control of yourself and being, totally unaware of what's going on or what you're up to. Or it reminds me, somebody, I don't know, I'm curious about your thoughts on this. Somebody once mentioned to me about hypnosis that it's akin to, you know, like, for example, when you're driving a drive that you maybe a commute you do every day, and you kind of like have those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, like suddenly I'm home. You know, like where did I go this whole time? You know, like some part of you goes into sort of an altered state, you know, when you're just in automatic mode and, you know, 20 minutes has passed or whatever. And somebody once told me that's kind of, you know, just to give people a sense of what it, you know, what it resembles. Does that feel accurate to you?
Yeah, it does. I also give the example in my class, you know, if you're like reading a book or watching a movie, or maybe you're working on a project or working for on something at work, and it's almost like you have tunnel vision and you just focus in on whatever it is that you're doing. So much so that maybe you didn't hear somebody talking to you or ringing the doorbell, or, you know, like it's just like kind of like a focused tunneling, tunnel vision kind of thing. Yeah, which we all experience in our daily lives. So, you're just focusing it on birth.
Right. So, would you say is there a difference between hypnosis or hypnobirthing and, say, meditation?
I think that there's some similarities. There's so many different types of meditation, but that sort of desire to move inwards. Yes, it's there. And then I would say that probably with hypnosis, it's usually a little bit more specific. So you might have visualizations of things. You might be guided. So it would have a lot of overlap with some forms of meditation, but not all. I would say for people, they would say that state feels similar, or like if you had a meditative practice, you would probably feel familiar with the state that the hypnosis is bringing you into. So, yeah.
Really be able to draw upon that. Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. So, Kathy, like, why might a family consider hypnobirthing techniques for their upcoming birth? You know, like, who is this for?
Really, it can be for all families. The classes prepare families for home births and hospital births and birth center births. It's really anybody who's interested in a more sort of mind-body approach to birth. And the tools, you know, to prepare for the birth process and to actually go through the process are addressing the tools for the mind and also physical positions and movements and things that are typical to body kind of preparation. So the classes usually provide a lot of information that really helps people understand what's actually happening in their bodies during this process and how they can work with their body. We also talk about fears and the role of fears and how it can affect this process and how they can reduce fears, how they can really be addressed. Oftentimes the classes, you know, we're providing information, but there's also hands-on practice. So it's not something where, you know, you just learn something in the class and you're kind of like, what was I supposed to do? You know, we actually go through the tools together, and then mamas feel familiar with it, and the partners, if there is a partner, feels confident and then it's important to also practice outside of the class. But I would just say this method really helps people feel excited about their birth. They feel more confident. They feel more centered. They feel like they're making choices that are supporting them. You know, throughout the class, I give that message that it's very important to follow your body, to follow your intuition, and that, you know, births don't look the same for everyone, because what's important to one person is maybe a different priority for another person. So, and then we also talk about, you know, if interventions are needed, how you can still use these tools. I do think that using these tools minimizes the need for intervention, but it sometimes does come up, and that's okay. So, kind of normalizing that and then working on how to then you know, stay as close to your birth preferences as possible. So the classes really are a mixture of information and hands-on that people really enjoy. And I use a lot of humor in my class that I think people
find
enjoyable. And I have a lot of fun teaching. And, I get a lot of positive feedback about the structure of the class and my delivery. So that's nice.
Good. Yeah, so good. So speaking of, like, it's getting close to, we need to kind of start wrapping up. So if anybody is interested in learning more about you and what you offer, Kathy, where would they go to do some more research?
They can visit my website, and that's www.kathywoo.com, KathyWoo. And I have information there about all my services and how to contact me.
All right. Fantastic. And certainly I'm sure that a good old Google search, if somebody's not in your area, you know, can give people a sense of the different kinds of hypnobirthing practitioners that might be near them. Or do you work remotely?
I usually work with people in person for hypnobirthing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would be okay with exploring, you know, Skyping or something, but
as a possibility.
Got it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Much appreciated. And thank you everybody that's listening. You know, remember, if you got some good gems on this page, please pay it forward and send your friends or any birth pros that you know and love to auparent.com, where they can kind of sign up and get access to this call and all the rest as well. And once again, this is Mary Goyer reminding you that it changes the planet when you support yourself and your baby during birth. So Kathy, thank you, and goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.